Hey, welcome on into Farm Talk here on a Friday afternoon, and we have, well, coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be chatting with Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist. He will join us, chatting to Grain Outdoors, and not so great today, but, you know, it's going to be better again. We're also going to be chatting the markets with our good buddy Tommy Grisafi. We'll find out what moved the needle so much during the overnight, and what can we expect later on. So we'll talk with Tommy here coming up momentarily as well. Right now, we have the president of the North Dakota Corn Growers, Andrew Mauch, is with us. Andrew, thanks for taking some time out of your busy day. I know you're trying to get some stuff done, so thanks for taking a few minutes for us today.
Absolutely, anytime.
Well, it's good to talk with you, man. And big news, of course, EPA announcing today that it's going to use its existing authority to prevent drivers from losing access to lower cost, lower emission E15, the stuff marketed as unleaded 88. So your reaction to that news?
This is something we've been trying to kind of get on a permanent fix. So we're super excited to have it be something on an emergency waiver here. We've had this in the last couple years, and I like how you said that. It's you're not losing the risk of the options that the consumers can have at the pump there. That was a good way to say it, because that's what it's all about, is giving the consumers the option to choose what they want to put in their gas tank, and that's, you know, just have those options is huge in our mind, and really, really good news to be able to use that through the summer months here.
Well, because, I mean, we've seen, you know, what's happened here with, you know, obviously, I mean, even during the overnight here, we had some issues going on with Iran, and that moved the numbers huge. The oil jumped up huge last night. Of course, things tapered down as the day went on today, but, you know, we've seen everything fluctuate. The war in Ukraine, trade routes getting messed up. This is huge to be able to keep the prices at a manageable level here.
Absolutely. Yep. Everything, there's so much going on globally, and it's amazing how much all that, going across the world, how that affects things here in the U.S. And like, it's just such a win, for us to be able to use that. We at Corn Growers are really still trying to find a permanent fix. The permanent fix would be the Next Gen Fuels Act that's in Congress there now, and just to get the year-round E15 also. As a permanent fix, you know, they've been doing this for quite a few years now, and let's just get it permanent so consumers can have that choice all the time.
Yeah, because under the current policy, the E15 can't be sold at terminals beginning May 1st and at retail stations starting on June 1st, but the Clean Air Act gives EPA authority to waive that, and that's, you know, that's the situation as we see it. So what does this mean to corn growers in general to see this going? Because this is just, you know, this is just another step to what the final goal is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, half of the corn we grow here in North Dakota alone goes to ethanol, and so that's such a huge market for us. And we just want to, you know, try to grow that demand. And ultimately, you know, the ethanol that goes in the gas tank is a cleaner product, and it's better for the air. It's better for, you know, all these different countries and different companies that have these carbon neutral or carbon goals. That's just a step in the right direction, and we want to be part of that. And we have, we're good at producing corn, we're good at producing ethanol, and let's make it work for us and the consumers.
And, you know, because it seems like, I mean, in being around Washington and going out there and hearing what's going on around the Beltway, you know, the big buzzword always is electric vehicles and how, you know, taking the footprint and doing all these things and electric. And but I'll tell you, it, you know, like I've said to many people, farmers have been pushing a clean fuel for a long time, and it's called ethanol. I mean, I think people just seem to, you know, it's just frustrating, I'm sure, for you and for everybody in corn growers, because, hey, we've already got clean fuel here.
Yep, absolutely. And that's where it's nice the last few years. I'll say the ethanol guys and the fuel guys, the oil industry, you know, we've kind of been coming together. I mean, we really need each other to be able to do this and to go forward. And EVs will have their place. I mean, maybe not, here in North Dakota so much, but they'll have their place. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, let's just go buy meat off the shelves at the grocery store, and that's where it's made. You don't think about on the back end where it's all grown and this and that. And it's kind of the same with the EVs, you know. I mean, yeah, sure, it's got clean air coming out of the tailpipe, but where does that electricity generate from that they plug into the station, and how that all goes too? So, I mean, it's a whole process, and there's, you know, there's a place for everything, but it's, like I said, it all comes down to growing that demand for ethanol, and we have it here now. We have the infrastructure for it. So let's just jump on board and run with it.
Well, and how much, you know, again, in corn growers and the Ethanol Producers Association and organizations like you guys all coming together, trying to get this message out. It seems like they're hearing you, Andrew, and I think that's the thing, right?
Well, and that's our ultimate goal. If we're one group saying one thing and then ethanol guys are saying a different thing and, you know, this group saying something different, I mean, that doesn't always resonate with everybody. But when we're all singing the same songs and going in the same direction, you know, that does have a lot of clout and a lot of things out in D.C. So that's a win for all of us, and it's a win for the American corn farmer.
As busy a guy as you are, being the president of North Dakota Corn Growers, you still got your own operation to deal with. How are things looking out there? How are things going? Have you guys been able to get out or do anything yet?
We just kind of started actually today. Yesterday we put some fertilizer down. We're trying to plant some sugar beets today. And actually we got some snow flurries and stuff kind of going around us. So it's not sure if it's the right decision or not. But, that first day always takes a little while to get things dialed in. So we're starting to scratch around, and things are starting to shape up here pretty good.
All right. Well, Andrew, I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. So thanks for taking some time on a big news day like this. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks, Jamie.
You bet. That's Andrew Mauch. He is the president of North Dakota Corn Growers. And big news today. Yes. Gas stations, ethanol producers, corn growers, all happy about the EPA allowing access to higher blends of ethanol during the summer months. Good news for everybody involved in the corn and ethanol world.